Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 118. Today, JR asks, when do you decide to publish your book Bibles? Or do you? The acclaimed J.K. Rowling published one in her Harry Potter universe. Author David Weber published one for his Honorverse. When should I publish one too? Well, JR, I don't know. I haven't published one for mine. I've been trying to build a publicly accessible wiki for one, but I keep running into my assistants who get really interested in the project, then get new jobs, get married, go to college, have other things that they suddenly need to do that's more important, and since I'm not paying them, I've got no hold on them, and it's perfectly fair play, but I haven't actually gotten my act together to do that because 20 books in, it's a little late to be starting that project. Damn it. But I never really thought of publishing one except maybe in the form of a role-playing game source book. I thought that might be a good way to do it. I haven't seen Rowling's series Bible for the Harry Potter universe or David Weber's Guide to the Honorverse. I've seen guides to series published by third parties quite a lot, like to the Lord of the Rings. And I do have a copy of Frank Herbert's Dune Encyclopedia, which is great stuff because it helps you not get lost, though I can't imagine how much time he spent putting that thing together. Of course, he may have just alphabetized his notes, which would have made more sense. When should you publish one too? Whenever you think it's advantageous to your career. I have no firm opinion. I mean, the worst that can happen if you publish it too soon is nothing. It won't sell. Meh. That happens sometimes. I suppose the only thing I would caution you against is sinking a lot of time into that you might otherwise sink into writing the next book in your series or starting a second series. That kind of organizational task can be immensely diverting in a good way and then immensely diverting in a bad way. So, be honest with yourself and don't shortchange your fiction just for the sake of putting together your reference books. On the other hand, if you've got a knack for that sort of thing and you like doing it, it can't hurt to have one out there. I'm sure eventually, if you don't have them yet, you will acquire fans that will want that kind of a reference. So, why not let them have it? Good luck, whatever you decide to do. Do what you want. So many questions are best answered with do what you want, but this one particularly. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.